Every Tuesday, we like to find out what's doing with the game they play in heaven with Mr. Rugby Jonathan Wicks. How are we doing this morning, Wixie?
Yeah, good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody listening on 981 2NM and 2NM.com.au.
Mate, let's start with the local rugby. What's the good word?
Yeah, the good news, of course, is plenty of junior opportunities there. Central North had their junior trials on Sunday. Plenty of kiddies looking to wear the white shirt with the big laughing boy on it as they go to the various country championships. Now, the first 2 days over the June long weekend will be the country champs, and then on the Monday will be the state champs. So that's when the city and the country will meet. We also can say good news. Bathurst this year in August will host the city versus country games in the juniors. So hopefully we can get that motivated to happening in the seniors. But we can give you an exclusive when it comes to that too. It looks like there may be a North and South Harbour game. So unfortunately Southern Dishes are going to be lumped in with all the mediocrity, which is Sydney, Uni and Rowick. But so we can just put our house on North Harbour to win that game. But
one way to bring their standard up, yes, yes.
Well,
yes.
The problem is there's no New South Wales countryside, which is would wipe out most of the shoot shield, because most of the fellows that play in the shoot shield come from the country in some shape or form. But hopefully we'll get to see that at the end of the year, which would be great to see. Also, when it comes to locally, trainings are on 6:30, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Highbrook, of course, at Musselbrook. God's Acre out there at God's Acre with Singleton. Out there at Singleton. You can go to their website, singletonrugbyclub.com.au. Had a couple of games on the weekend against the Greens and also Pergolvin, which is great to see. Pergolvin, of course, trains at the Christian School there at St Phillips. The Mongrels train at Drain Oval there in Cessnock. And the Brumbies and the Lions will be looking to get stuck into their seasons, of course, in the Santos Central Rugby Premiership. You can find out more via the websites there, cnru.com.au, and also, of course, hunterrugby.com.au. But trainings, of course, at Aberdeen Street there, Sir Owen Glen Oval there in Scone, and also out at Werris Creek Road there. So this weekend, in the first round of the Santos Central Rugby Premiership, we've got the Crendale Lions on the road to Tamworth Pirates for their Old Boys Day. We have the Walker Rams hosting the Scone Brumbies, and in the other games there, Morley takes on Inverell, and the crew there from, the Santos Narrabri Blue Bulls will play a Barrabar Gwaitis side in some shape or form. Of course, most of the competitions when it comes to Newcastle start on the 23rd of the month. Juniors also, no matter where you are, you can get stuck into it. Just go through Australia.rugby or the Rugby Explorer app and you'll be able to get into it often when it comes to regos. Singleton has a fantastic experience there on Friday nights for the 5s, 6s and 7s. Boys and girls are welcome down there at God's Acre. And also, of course, in House Street. But go through their website as well, singletonjuniorrugby.com.au. So looking forward to the start of the season locally. We've had plenty of fun when it comes to other stuff. Of course, we've got our sevens on at the moment in Singapore, so that'll start on the weekend as well as our boulders and also the crew there from the Pearls will be back, which is great to see, with a couple of local buses there. And, some interesting times ahead when it comes to that. Shoot Shield continues on its merry way. The Charlton Hall Shoot Shield, that'll be on Stan. Just to flag everybody, Easter Friday, the Hunter Wildfires will be playing against Eastwood, and that'll be on the Friday. So look out for that down at number 2A, or you can find out more through their website as well, hunterrugby.com.au. There's a link on top of the page there for the Hunter Wildfires.
Super W final, what's the word?
Yeah, we told you last month that the Bill Corp Super W final would be held in the Super Duper weekend in 2 weeks' time. This will be over the Anzac Day long weekend. We have two games on the Friday, two games on the Saturday, and two games on the Sunday, with New Zealand, Australia, and also the Moama Pacific and Fiji and Drew coming together for the fun. But part of that is going to be the final of Bill Corp Super W. It looks like it's going to be the Fiji versus New South Wales game. New South Wales will learn some stuff last week after they were well beaten on the Gold Coast. But at least in the fellas, they got the result and got a bonus point as well. They get a week off this week, but the girls back up and are part of it. So as we said to you, it's most probably going to be on the Saturday at 3 p.m. We're sort of struggling along now to get Channel 9 to join us in 2022 and keep the Super W game on Saturday afternoon at 5 o'clock, which is a bit rude.
Yeah.
But the public will react to that very, very violently. I've heard yesterday they weren't happy about that, not having it on Friday, on Saturday. Of course, the Force will be hosting two games on Friday night there from 5 o'clock on Stan against the Rebels. And also we have the experiential thing there where we have the Fiji and Drill playing at Lang Park in their home game against the Ray White Brumbies. So that should be a bit of fun. The Reds and the Waratahs have the weekend off, but the ladies will be playing out at Death Valley, out at Eric Tweedle Oval at 2:30 on Saturday. And as we said to you on the weekend, that under-18s game between New South Wales and Queensland is going to be part of that as well earlier in the day. So it's nice to see at least we get some things right when it comes to rugby on this piece occasionally.
All right, that's as much time as we got for it, Wixie. We'll have to talk more Super Rugby and, of course, local rugby on the Sideline View this coming Saturday. Good on you, mate.
Yes, have a good day. Thank you for your time.